Hello and welcome to the 2-Point Conversion, brought to you by the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. Well, the Saints did what they had to do, and unfortunately the Rams couldn't do what we needed them to do. Fuck the Rams. I'm James. We don't have Ben again this week, so I've stepped in for hosting duties. I've been drinking Bullet Bourbon since kickoff, so I'm a solid five. Yeah, not really sure where to start with this one, but joining me this week, we have Jason. Jason, number, you okay?
Yeah, probably about a two. Had my fantasy golf draft today, had some beers today. Went back to the house, not drinking anymore, so. Yeah, a two's about right. I didn't want to go too nuts, because who knows what kind of reaction I'm going to have tonight, but.
Yeah, well, given what's happened, it's probably wise you only went to a two.
Yeah, it's definitely smart. Definitely smart.
Also joining us is Wesley from the BS and Beer podcast. Wesley, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you have a number? No, I don't. I've got to be at the airport at 6:30 in the morning. So
have you? What's your COVID number now? I'm interested by your COVID number. Good. Are you a zero now?
I'm actually probably in the negative. I feel great. I had a few days rest. I feel like I could go out and get 3.5 sacks in a football game. But my team's off next week, so they won't need me.
Ah, it's a shame. That's a shame. Scott, welcome to the show. Do you have a number?
Number? I have a rage number. It's pretty high right now, but I don't know. I'm just aggravated. I'm glad we won, but just I didn't want the season to end. I didn't want the season to end.
I can tell that you're going to have some things to get off your chest in the next 20
minutes. Well, I mean,
so
we just didn't.
To hearing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look forward to hearing what you've got to say. Also joining us from taking the over is Mr. Billy Gunn. Mr. Billy Gunn, what is your decimal?
I've got a pretty high decimal, man. Yeah, no formal number, just decimals. I'm in shock, but I'm not sad. You know, I'm proud of this team. I never really got angry with this team. They never quit fighting. They did what they were supposed to do today, but the Rams didn't. You know, it's another crazy year. This was the craziest of years. So I got decimals.
Good. And the final person joining us on the show who's just joined the call, Jeff, what's your number?
Hey, I don't know what my number is. Probably a zero. I only had two drinks. I don't know. I was in such a great mood up until about 5 minutes ago. I mean, yeah,
I
great. I know everybody's sentiments and all that, but no, I'm disappointed. Because we did everything that we overcame, we did enough to get into the playoffs.
We didn't.
No, the Rams didn't. We didn't. You're right. We didn't. But we it's like running a marathon and then stopping at with 2 feet away from the ticker tape.
Yeah. Very frustrating. So. What do you want to do? Should we start with the game we've just played, or should we just go into the postmortem? Let's start with the game, So the Saints defeated the Falcons.
There's something positive to talk about with this game.
Yeah, no, there is. Yeah, so the Saints defeated the Falcons 30-20 in a game that wasn't really close.
No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they scored their final touchdown with Ken Crawley on the field. I didn't even realize that until the end. So, you know, that shows the, you know, what was going on. So, you know, again,
we had already won by then.
Yeah, right. No, we had. So, you know, first positive for me was the very first drive we had. That's probably as good as our offense has looked for weeks.
Definitely.
Maybe since Jameis went down.
First opening drive touchdown of the season.
Yeah, that was the best Taysom had looked before he got hurt in any game he's played this year. Like, I don't know what the difference was, but he was throwing the ball with confidence. He was hitting receivers. Receivers were actually fucking open.
I think the difference was Ryan Ramczyk.
Yeah, could be.
He actually
does to get the receivers open.
Yeah,
no, but it gives the QB time.
Gives you the receivers didn't have time to get open. Then maybe they always have been able to get open. They just didn't have, you mean, nobody can get open in the first 2 seconds.
Yeah, I think that it surprised me at the start of the game when, I mean, I realized that Ramczyk has been gone a while and we've had him practicing and almost back. But then when they go, first game that Ramczyk has played in 7 games, I was like, okay. He's been gone half a season. I mean,
like, it's been that long.
Yeah, I knew that he was struggled some with things, some with his injuries in the preseason, had the knee surgery in, I think, August. But the fact that he missed the last 2 months, I guess that surprised me. If they'd have said he's missed 3 or 4 weeks, I'd been like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But it's a long time without him.
Yeah, but that first drive was really impressive. You know, Taysom was 6 of 6 on that first drive, I think. 6 of 6. You know, Kamara was getting good gains on the ground.
27-yard run by Kamara.
Yeah. So you're thinking, okay, the offense is showing up.
It's almost like we got like the end credit scene after an MCU movie. It's like the teaser for next season. It's like, things are on the upswing. Hey, all right, things are not so bad. Here's a taste of what you might get next year. And imagine a real starting quarterback behind the line.
Yeah, you're not far off there. I mean, Taysom got hurt on the second drive. Was it the second or the third drive? I'm not sure.
Well, we had he was in there for a little bit because we had.
He got injured in the second quarter, didn't he?
Yeah,
he got injured in the second quarter. So it looked a really innocuous injury.
Yeah,
he ran off the left. And then did it look like somebody stood on his foot?
It looked like Troutman. Either his foot slid under Troutman's and Troutman stepped on his foot or vice versa. But there was an entanglement of their feet on top of each other.
Why do people insist on stepping on Taysom Hill's feet? Saints players. I mean, just...
They're jealous of his beauty.
His calves.
Can we not come up with a shoe with a padded top for him?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I thought he got injured the play before he came off the field because his facial expression.
I agree with you, Jeff.
He was hurt.
I agree with what you're saying. That's what I was saying in the chat. I thought the facial expression was because he was basically fumbling the ball as he went down.
A combination.
I thought he was like, like, oh my God, I almost lost that. But at first I was like, oh wow, he looks like he might have hurt something. And then they showed the replay. I'm like, oh, that was because he fumbled. So it definitely could have been. And then it went all the way.
I mean,
first face, which was ooh, or something, could have been I almost dropped the ball. The second face could have been my ankle hurts or something, my foot hurts.
Yeah.
What was the injury?
Lisfranc.
Suspecting a Lisfranc, which he will not. That means he'll be coming back at like right when training camp starts. 6 to 9 months is kind
that's
of
a long. That's
I
a
think,
long.
I think 6 to 9 months is the
if that's what it is.
I'm not concerned that I'm happy we missed the playoffs then.
And with the Ochsner doctors, that's like 2 years.
Ooh, he's done.
Right. He's definitely going to miss an entire season.
And the good news is that means we're not going to factor him into the offseason quarterback competition. We are going to bring in real quarterbacks to compete for the job. Hey. And then he can come back to whatever we've figured out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of my thing.
Kamara quietly had a really good game, like 146 yards. I didn't realize he had that many yards. 30 carries,
the most carries he's ever had in a single game.
I do wonder if Taysom Hill hadn't gone down, he wouldn't have had 30 carries though.
Probably not.
I don't think he would have done.
Probably not. He probably would have had 28.
Probably, yeah. But I mean, on the quarterback, you know, once again, Trevor Siemian comes in the second quarter, replacing an injured quarterback. I mean, his first pass, the first play, if Ty Montgomery was 3 inches taller, that would have been a great pass and a great touchdown. But then on his second pass, he got the one to Traquan. So, you know, he comes in and starts dealing straight away.
That Ty Montgomery pass, like, I think Ty was just surprised that probably he's like, oh shit, the ball's in my hands. I don't know.
Well, the one that Traquan didn't catch for a touchdown was a beautiful, perfect pass, too.
That's what he should have caught. I mean, right.
Man.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Traquan's catch was also great job by the receiver, right? Because wasn't that one above? Yeah, he had to jump up to get it over the top. And
it's over A.J. Terrell, wasn't it? And he's the Falcons' number one cornerback.
I mean,
that's, it had a meme much. On Twitter. It had a picture. It said Traquan starting the game, and it was a picture of like one of the Billy Joes, and it had Traquan coming off the bench, and it was a picture of like Drew Brees.
Like, I mean, Trevor. Great.
Or was it Trevor? Was there a picture
of
Trevor?
Yeah, it was Traquan Trevor. It was the name Trevor.
Trevor.
And it was the picture of the Billy Joes.
Yeah. Yes. When he started.
Yeah.
I'll say, I know you're alluding to it, Jeff, but when Taysom didn't come back in the second half of this game, I just kind of assumed in my head that means that if we had a playoff game next week, he wouldn't play.
Yeah, I
get it. Our defense is good. I really don't want us starting on a national television playoff game, starting Trevor Siemian with Ian Book as the backup and hoping that our defense gets six turnovers and maybe score some.
I mean, it's a nice science experiment.
But to throw that in and say that there's a 3.5% chance that we can win a game or whatever, like that doesn't. You're setting yourself up for like a bigger disappointment than we got today.
Well, we said it earlier. You start Ian Book and then bring Trevor off the bench.
Trevor does not lose.
Ian's got to play one relief. Right. Yeah. Ian plays one play. But no,
the problem is Ian's going to throw it at pick six on that one play.
I mean, I get what you're saying about the there's no point in playing the game because there's no way we're going to win. But I think I would have, there is less disappointment because I'd go into that game thinking we have zero chance of winning it. And it's just for shits and giggles.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas this game, we had hope, and especially with the Rams coming out 17-0. But either way, Traquan, I mean, so is this the last game that we've seen of him? Or how long do we have him signed for?
He's a free agent, but I mean, there's.
I think he'll be back.
Nobody else is going to pay him more than we would with him, the fact that he knows our offense and can come be our third or fourth receiver here.
And he could be decent as a third or fourth receiver. You know,
I mean, we haven't let him do that.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with Callaway. You know, you can't. Uh-huh. You know, he's been starting as a one. You put him at a three or a four, maybe you know he's a lot better.
James, we kind of got away. Let's talk about this. We kind of got away from the game.
Defense played well.
We did, yeah. So defense again.
21 Saints made a tackle in this game. 21. That's insane. Just defensive wise, nobody had more than 5 tackles, but 21 different Saints had a tackle.
I mean, just
I like that. Chauncey claimed another soul right there at the end of the game.
That dude, like. Chauncey wasn't even near him. The guy was like, I'm going to catch something, and I got to go find that guy that's been driving me nuts all day.
He claimed another soul on the two-point conversion, a meaningless two-point conversion, and he was 10 yards away from the guy. And procedurally, they had to decline the penalty to accept the holding to actually push him back.
Because it was after the two-point conversion.
It would have been a post-play, foul. So he got another soul.
Well, Sharp ended up with 0 catches on the day on one target or on 2 targets after that he lost that catch.
Yeah, I mean, just going through some of the plays from the defense. I mean, we got to talk about that Adebo pick.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Can we stop calling a one-handed catch an Odell and start calling it an Adebo now?
I'll be honest.
If he would, the second interception, if he would have made it, was even better than the one.
Better.
The fact to find that ball, it just does not happen for a play. And he didn't nearly caught that. If he had caught that, it would have been the best 2 interception game I'd probably ever seen. This guy was a wide receiver when he got recruited into college and turned a cornerback, and he's known for being able to catch the ball and have good
hands. I was thinking today, too, if you think, like, they were talking about Lattimore and Adebo, and they're saying the rookie Adebo, and it kind of reminded me, remember the beginning of this year, or even at the draft, when everybody was like, what the fuck? And the way Adebo has come along this year, I mean, look at our 2 corners, Lattimore and Adebo. The Saints secondary is going to be good for a very long time.
We traded a 3rd-round pick in week 1 for Roby because we weren't sure if you could trust Adebo. Adebo did not play football last year. It's great that he was impressive when he was playing, but he didn't play in any level last year. And to take that time, what he's done is amazing. And you sit there and compare him to the guys that were taken before him in the 1st round. This is who you would take now. If you did a redraft, he's been the best rookie cornerback.
The Saints are amazing drafters.
I mean, I know Jason talks about it all the time. They just really just have carte blanche to do whatever they want because they don't miss.
they They see things that none of us could.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad Jason's at a two. I mean, this would be great right now if he was five.
I mean, they saw Cesar Ruiz.
Champions. Somehow. He's not doing the show. I guarantee.
Cesar Ruiz somehow being a first round pick. So.
Oh.
I mean, you made a great. Oh, you made a
he
great.
Just played a draw four on that Adebo card.
But you just made a great point on Adebo there. We brought Roby in because we weren't sure what we had in Adebo, and Roby was essentially the whole season a non-factor.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's under contract for next year, isn't he, as well, Roby?
He is.
So we got Roby, nice Adebo, and Lattimore as your three cornerbacks with Chauncey.
Well, no, you get Chauncey as well. And so your first three are Chauncey, Lattimore, and Adebo, and then you've got Roby behind him.
Yep.
PJ is a free agent, but he's like the Traquan of, like, I mean, there's a pretty good belief that he'll come back here because he kind of does a little bit of everything, and we keep doing this with him, whether we give him a chance to go flirt with other teams and then he resigns with us for nothing.
We should be able to focus most of our efforts and intensity in free agency in the draft on offense.
Offense. Well, you'd like to think so.
Got to find some money first.
Hey, Troutman caught a touchdown today, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You better. Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, anything else to anything else to discuss game wise?
Cam Jordan, he looked like he was having a lot of fun with Matt Ryan today.
23 sacks against Matt Ryan he's got now.
Two batted balls.
That Malcolm Jenkins strip fumble was awesome, too, that he had.
Nearly took his head off.
Yeah.
Man, it does suck that Onyemata couldn't have played this whole season because he kind of – his first few games back, it was like, where is he and what's going on? He's back into football speed right now, and I know he ends up with the half a sack and three tackles, but he was disruptive. And I really did like the way that the announcers even pointed out how unselfish our team is, where anybody on the team at any time will run that cross and clear out the other alignment so that somebody else can go make the big play. And you watch the linebackers do it for each other. You got Quan and DeMario doing it. They don't care who's the one that's going to get the quarterback. But our defensive linemen do it all the time, too. So they have no idea. It might be Granderson or Davenport or Onyemata or Jordan that's getting freed up. But it's pretty cool. And I mean, and we're getting that group back. Next year, maybe we'll see what happens with Quan.
Can we lock Onyemata away somewhere on airline for the off season so he doesn't do anything stupid over the off season?
Oh, Deonte Harris too.
Then. And Harris, yeah.
Harris,
and
yeah.
And Lattimore. I mean,
Lattimore.
We literally dodged a bullet with Lattimore.
No guns. No guns. No drugs. No alcohol.
Yeah,
we need to definitely.
They're in the wrong city.
Yeah, no shit. That's what the offseason is going to be, is watching to make sure none of our players fuck up.
Right, and the only time you can get drugs is if it's from doctors, and preferably those doctors be not from Ochsner.
And I did like seeing what we've seen from Shy Tuttle the last few weeks. We've seen flashes in the past for him, but he's probably played three good games in a row where he's making some plays. And if him and Roach were on their little pretty cheap contracts, can figure out how to just be rotational, decent interior defensive linemen. That's huge for where we can spend money on other people and just have them playing well.
We need to somehow convince Roach that he's playing the Falcons every week.
My goodness. And Tuttle.
And Tuttle, yeah.
Shy Tuttle's Burns and Tuttle, yeah. First name, his real first name, is Shaheem Devontae Tuttle. I was trying to look and see because Tuttle has great games in Atlanta.
Yeah.
The stiff arm, and then he had was he the fumble recovery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which great hustle play by Alexander. Like, I don't know if Alexander necessarily over pursued, but he pursued so much to make the running back make a choice and then came back from behind to strip the ball for him. I mean, then there was a few of those. I couldn't believe, I mean, Jenkins with the fumble that he caused, he just about murdered that kid. Mike Smith is a big dude for him to throw him up in the air and slam him down like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Fantiddly-astic.
Right. So
And our season did end in normal with a Marcus Williams huge missed tackle in our last game of the year. That's really even becoming, he has a great season the last couple of years, but the last game of the season, he is going to miss a big tackle. Right. Maybe every year of his career. Has there been a big Marcus Williams missed tackle in every last game of the Saints?
I knew we weren't making the playoffs. I'm like, oh,
that was it.
Damn, I thought that was going to be next week.
I'm going to see if I can find the video. But you know when Russell Gage jumped over?
Yeah.
That was the play. All you see is Marcus Williams flying through the air.
I mean, usually
he's in one frame and then he's gone.
Usually when Williams does it, he makes contact. Not this time. Dude, I would say like Gage got up. I mean, that guy climbed a ladder. He literally climbed a ladder.
Yeah.
That was an impressive leap right there.
Jeff, yeah. Did you know he went to LSU?
I forgot.
Russell Gage. Yeah. Went to LSU.
I forgot. Yeah. That's why he's good. So I bet you Scott got excited for that play. He looks excited.
He's like, if we're going to lose to anybody, let it be Russell Gage.
I'm not sure there's any excitement in that box that Scott's in at the moment, to be fair. He looks thoroughly pissed off.
Is he mad because of the playoff situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy.
You should be happy that Gunn's plan didn't work.
I'm happy. I'm not worried about that. Gunn's plan technically did work.
Hey, how many games are we going to win on the way out?
I told you. 100%. I am more than happy to eat my words on that. But I'm disappointed that the season's over. I really wish I know y'all don't think we could have won that game, and I don't think maybe we could have won that game, but I'd like to see us play in it, you know? And kind of like Jeff said, it would just kind of be Lanyap. You know, but look, we finished above 500 with a holy shit season of every bad thing that could happen to us. And we still finished, you know, 9-8, and, you know, we hold this team together and get some pieces. The future looks bright. So, I mean, there's optimism to look forward to that, but I mean, I'm disappointed that the season's over. I didn't want it to end. Today was a very fun game to watch.
And I wonder what Gunn thinks about, he said last week, on last week's show that Fontenot had known everything there is to know about the Saints, which is why they beat us the first time around. And then we did talk about how the Saints were going to do something to make sure that he didn't get to know us or whatever. And it worked. I don't know. What did we do differently that
Sean Payton wore?
They couldn't be prepared. Was it that? It was the glasses.
I think there were more.
What about Sean Payton doing the little handshake with CJGJ?
That was nice.
The Falcons had to be defeated. They had nothing to play for. They hate the Saints, but that's an uninspired football team. They really are.
I was thinking about that.
And I'm not trying to take away from our victory at all. I'm just saying, especially once they got down, it was like, well, then you're done. Season's over. They're thinking about vacation, whatever. You know, we haven't had a team that shitty in a long time, so we forget what it's like. But
I think they're a 4-13 team masked in with an 8-9 record, where we're like probably a 10 or 11 win team masked in a 9-win record. You know what I mean? Like they're not as good as their record says they are, and we are. Yeah, better than our
record. But to echo what Scott said, I mean, I like the fact that we said before the season started, what's it going to feel like to be a 9-8 or 10-7? You know, is 9-8. I'm proud of this team for 9-8, given all the shit that they had.
I really thought 9 wins was going to get us in.
It was enough.
Wasn't enough. Well, you know, but I mean, it was such a crazy year. Such a crazy year. And then this game with Taysom going out. I mean, I'm really not as upset as I thought I was going to be.
Taysom going out was poetic for the season. Like, it was, of course, that would happen in the last game of the season. And of course, you know, we'd not make it in the playoffs while that's all gone. You know what I mean? And then that was the other thing. The momentum of just the football gods themselves was so eerie, because as the Saints were dominating the Rams, I mean, dominating the Falcons. The Rams are dominating the 49ers up 17-0. We're kicking their asses. And then Taysom goes down. I think they scored a touch. The Falcons might have scored a touchdown or something. Like, shit started looking bad for us. Nothing that made us worried, but it just got bad. And then you look over at the 49ers game, and the 49ers are making a comeback. And then while that momentum's going that way, and then all of a sudden we start scoring again. Things are looking great again. You look back, and the Rams are on the upswing, and they're okay. This is fantastic. And then we lose. And then, I mean,
the 49ers look done.
It wasn't just that it happened. It was that it was literally happening in real time at the same time. That's so weird.
The 49ers looked like they were done punting with 1:34. It was like, or, you know, two minutes left in that game. Looked like the Rams had wrapped up.
Yeah.
Here's what we do. We will set up. Here's what we do. We will set up, bet up, bet up, bet up. Here's what we do. We will set up, bet, set up. Here's what we do. We will set up, bet up, bet up, bet up. Here's what we do. We will set up, bet up, bet up. Here's what we do. We will set up.
Okay, when we stop recording.
Are we at score predictions anyway?
Oh, score predictions. You mean headlines?
Yeah, the same thing.
Headlines.
Yeah. Got two names. So if we finished talking about the playoff disappointment then?
Yes.
Jason looks like he's about to.
Jason
cry.
Wants to go watch golf.
It's just going now the golf's over. It just kind of hit me. It sucks. The season's over.
Look,
my one thing I'll say, these injuries. If we had, you know, I guess 10 less injuries, this would make sense to me. We had so many injuries that there's no excuse. But this is the thing, and I've mentioned this a few times. For years, we have been decimating our cap and putting us in the situation where we were going to cut $100 million in payroll, which hurt the depth of the team. Now, again, with this amount of injuries, I don't care how deep our team was. Like, there was going to be problems no matter what. But this is kind of the year that we're paying the piper. And it's great that we're wrapping it all up into one and kind of getting it done at the same time because Breeze left. We got all these injuries. We got the terrible cap. The cap isn't great this next year, but there's a lot more room than this past season. So I'm glad we didn't make it even worse and keep it going. If to have a semi-successful year where we're still able to keep team culture, but having a winning franchise and absorb this stuff as good as we can is a super positive. And I mean, it's kind of the best case scenario for us having to deal with all of these things at once. Some of it's our fault as an organization, the way we've handled this cap. And then there's an inordinate amount of injuries that nobody could have dealt with.
Right.
No, not at all. And look, you know, making the playoffs with what's happened this year would have been a hell of an achievement. You know, with everything that's happened from the start of the season with the hurricane.
Record.
There's a real scenario where Breeze leaves and we deal with all this stuff and we have 4 wins. And then this whole year would have sucked for all of us going like, I mean, even as Saints fans,
remember how we felt during the five-game losing
stretch?
We felt bad, even with knowing that it's to be expected.
This season should have been worse. This is kind of, again, best-case scenario. I don't really care what the draft pick is because I'd be so shocked if we have it by the time the draft comes around.
I don't think we'll have it.
In comparison, I would say that this is the least depressed I've been at the end of a Saints season.
Oh, yeah,
in a while. At least the last four or five years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah,
maybe
because we weren't expecting a Super Bowl,
maybe since 13. I mean, this is
right. Yeah, I'm ready to watch all the playoff games now.
Yeah, yeah.
The last 5 years, I'm like, fuck the NFL.
Yeah,
I am now a Bengals fan for the rest of the season.
Yeah, like Joey B, give me a number 9 jersey. Actually, I don't need a jersey. I'll just cheer for him while I wear my Saints clothes.
I'll wear my LSU number 9.
There you go.
Right. Anybody got any headlines?
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Fire away.
I don't think anybody's going to beat that one.
I got one. Rams didn't stick to the plan.
Yes.
You have to teach Gunn how headlines work.
That's not a headline.
And that, Jeff, it's more of an opening sentence to your article after the headline.
Jeff, I'm interested to see how you're going to shoehorn a CJ.
One time. You do it one time, and now you're the CJ guy. CJ. You know what? Since like the third quarter, I've been trying to think of working how a C and a J could work, and it doesn't really. I don't have anything better than playoffs, so I'm a vote for Wes. I yield to the gentleman from Texas. Scott, Wesley, I mean.
Jason, anything?
No.
fuck the Rams until next year.
Yeah. Jason, have you got anything to say? Or you've been fairly quiet.
Jason's our number one fan. He likes to listen to the live.
No, it's just, you know, leave it to the old NFC West to screw us over. It felt like the old days. I mean, we can't.
Look, San Francisco.
The Saints should have beat the Giants. They shouldn't have lost that game, and we'd be in. But I mean, it's amazing how they never get in. We just need one win from some team. It never happens. Now, in fairness, usually we have to rely on the Lions, but I mean, you know.
This time you needed Stafford, so it's kind of the same thing.
We do get a home game against the Rams next year.
We do.
We get our chance to take care of them ourselves.
I maintain that the Rams looked up the score of the Saints game and were like, oh shit, we'd have to play them next week? No. They didn't want to play our defense.
Especially as the Cardinals were losing.
Yeah, they have to play Arizona now.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams. Yeah. Well,
if you were the Rams, wouldn't you rather play Arizona than the Saints?
Oh, absolutely.
So is it Dallas, San Francisco?
I'm just saying.
Frisco. Yeah, and the Eagles and the three Dallas got seed. The Eagles play Tampa. Or it's the 49ers. 49ers play Tampa. Eagles play
good if you just looked it up.
Yeah.
Why would we do that? We can just guess.
It's more fun to guess.
I'm not on a podcast.
No. Right.
Yeah.
People look to us to be
the Eagles play the Bucs. Eagles play the Bucs. Okay.
It sucks we don't get to see this defense again until next year, because God, they were awesome to watch. This defense was really something.
I hope they stick together. But I agree with Jason's point about the whole NFC West thing. Is remember the Saints would go like 13-3 and then not win the division because San Francisco goes 14-2 or whatever. Like we were 11-5, they were 12-4. We were 12-4, they were 13-3. It was always they just beat us by that one hairline margin, and they did it again.
Yeah. Well, one thing's just hit me to realize that this is the last 2-point conversion until September.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Sure is.
How you like them apples?
Or August, if you want to do it after preseason game. I forget. Did we do it at preseason games this year?
No, we didn't.
Think so.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But has anybody got anything else to add before I wrap this up?
Nope.
No. Right. Okay. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank all our listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, which you're listening to now, the Dome Patrol podcast, the BS&BS Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, if me and Ben ever record one, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. You can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. Follow us on Facebook to watch live streams. We can start planning our draft night now. If you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on, and I was going to do that, but Jeff has now deleted that from the document I was reading.
I know. I was trying
to stop. We don't have any more games.
There's no need to do it.
That is true.
We can do it during the playoff games.
You can still come into the game day chat Discord. So
I put it back. Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of ruined my flow now.
Also, you were doing too good. I had this.
You've gone and bent it up.
Yeah, you had to screw it up for me, didn't you? Sorry. And if you want to listen to the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
There I come.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, aristocrat donkeys.
2021 Saint Season donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
I see what he did. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a face of somebody who needs
Everywhere you go.